Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a COINTELPRO bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. You point fingers, not at this, just complain. Started didn't fight, just to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phones with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with the CIA. Did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds, I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Well, we just want to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we're in my hometown doing Black Power Radio. Many of you have been with us a long time. You know, in the name of the Almighty God, the most beneficent, the most merciful, we're certainly thankful that you have been just so loyal to Black Power Radio and continue to support Black Power Radio. And we hope that most of you will buckle your seatbelts for another action-packed episode. Tonight we're going to talk about whose land. And this is from dust to industry in the name of the Almighty God and also in the name of divine Black Revolution. And the solution being that we must stand independent away from all forms of tyranny, all forms of corruption, and in the purity of what we seek to refuge in the Almighty God of all of the world. In the name of the Almighty Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the worlds. The most beneficent, the most merciful, the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer. We seek refuge with Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, from the shaitan, the rejected. The most beneficent, the most merciful, the master of the day of judgment. It is you, the Allah alone, that we worship. It is your aid that we seek. We ask that you show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom you have bestowed your favor, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. Amen. So we want to show the wisdom tonight, the wisdom of the black man. When we reach back to Nat Turner, when we reach back to Harriet Tubman, we see a certain pattern. We see a way and a lifestyle that I'm saying to you that we have abandoned the ways and the traditions of our ancestors. We're not seeking refuge with Frederick Douglass in a manner that it has been effective. Frederick Douglass, they may say, is cold-blooded, but he was stone cold-blooded effective in all that he does. Frederick Douglass had no formal education, but he was taught by a divine source. And seeking refuge with the divine source begins to free you from all forms of enslavement. If your knowledge, that Frederick Douglass said, that will prevent you from being a slave. And we also know all of the knowledge is not in the college, but there's a great percentage of valuable knowledge that is in the college. So we are seeking refuge with the Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the Most High God. We're thanking the Almighty God for the blessing of the opportunity to speak to you tonight and the blessing of the opportunity to work with you here again on Black Power Radio. So we ask you all tonight to press 1. Anyone desiring to speak, to press 1. And when you dial 646-478-4447. We're about to give the field marshal's number. I see him out there. But again, that's the telephone number to reach us at Black Power Radio. It's 646-478-4447. We looked down. The first thing we saw was a field marshal out there. And we're doing some fabulous things here at Black Power Radio, here at the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And self-defense being the key to our salvation. And if Jesus was here, he would again, he would line you up. The divine black revolution is the only solution to the problems of our people at this hour. And we have been designed, we have been prepared by the divine source to manage the problems and the difficulties of black people at this hour. And I say to you again, if Jesus and Muhammad, if Moses was here, if Abraham was here today, he would go after you as we are going after you. And he would bring you to me in the honorable Stephen Biko. And then we will clean you up, make you fit for your salvation and ready for divine black revolution. I hope I can present our beloved brother at this hour that is online, that is from behind the walls, and bring you some strong information, some strong talk, and some solutions to the problems of our people at this hour that are fighting against, at war with the opposition. We give you freedom from all forms of enslavement, and I want to bring you the Honorable National Spokesman, the Honorable Stephen Biko Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Hope he's there. He should be right there. Black Power? He should be right there. Are you there now? I may have to redial this whole network. Let me see, did he come in? Brother Stephen, there. So okay? I'm going to have to repeat it. Right now they have him in the queue, Honorable Stephen Biko, along with Black Power Radio. We're synced up. We should be synced up. Are you there, Brother Stephen? We're reaching out. Yeah. That whole network may have to take a redial. We're going to take a redial and a pause for the cause of Black Power right at this hour. Black Power.
No.
Jamie, thank you for your indulgence. And we are Black on the Air, and we're right here at Black Power Radio on Caller Driven Radio at this hour. We want to welcome you, Black on the Air, and have our national spokesman is right out in the wings, and we're bringing it live right here at Black Power Radio. And we want to bring right now, it is our, let me see. Okay, we've got to wait for him to redial. But on that strength, brother and sister, whose land from dust to industry to divine black revolution, this is the hour that the black man takes black his power. And we are on the land. We've been on this land 1,000 years before Columbus. We've been here socially, politically, in our own system of economics and spiritualism and culture black to our own black military. And we're just happy today to open our eyes and see that the opposition can't help themselves. And therefore, it's impossible for them to render us any form of assistance at this hour. We must go independently free for ourselves, brothers and sisters. This is the hour of the black man and the black woman, that we take charge of all of the property and all of the land that's in view, which includes 196,940,000 square miles right here on the planet Earth. And we are focused at this hour, pick black to power and manage it with our own hands, to manage our destiny with our own hands. And this is not imaginary, but this is real. And in the spirit of keeping it real, we are, we're overwhelmed at this hour to know that Black Power Radio is among the most informative black talk shows. Well, we're just going to say we're the most informative talk show on the Internet, and we'll take the challenge from there. We will pick up any challenge from anywhere at any time because we are, again, Black Power Radio, the cubs of the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, strong visionary and a strong revolutionary. I know we had our beloved sister out there. We saw her at the beginning. Let's see if we can pick it up. Let me see. We're right at the top of the key. And all of you that are focused on getting free and focused on black revolution, we hope that you will hold the line for your own revolution. Though we had our beloved sister out at work, we're going to bring the 757-418. We're going to bring you right to the forefront and drop it like it's hot at 757-418. We have our national field marshal coming behind her. But on that strength, we have you right out there, 757-418. You're actually live here on Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. At the Tidewater area. Black Power?
Black Power, Black Power. I'm just listening in on the introduction of your show, and I appreciate that you selected my number. And I find that it's very important that when we look at revolution, meaning we just don't see that it happens in the streets. Matter of fact, it starts at home. You have to revolutionize your thoughts, your ways, and your lifestyle. And one thing that we have to look into is what's taking place. And as the ministers of health, one thing I zero in on is the vaccination. I feel that many people are being bullied to take this vaccination where the patient rights and human rights, is not even a matter of discussion anymore because of the fact that the government is telling us that everybody has to be vaccinated, whether you have any antigen or any antibodies. And I'm not saying that you should not take it, but revolutionize yourself by being informed of what is involved in the vaccination and if it's something that's appropriate for you to take. And I would say that for those who are for it or And that's all I would like to say at this Black Power.
Well, we thank you, Black Power. We thank you for making your contributions tonight here on Black Power Radio. And we've got a great lineup. And I'm saying we're talking about whose land. We're going from dust to industry to divine Black Revolution. We're going to bring on our national spokesman from behind the wall, some strong Black revolutionary words to inspire the whole Black nation, all Black Panthers, all Black Pan-Africanists, and all people who claim Black at this hour, Black Power, to our national spokesman, the Honorable Stephen Biko Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, and Black Power.
Wa alaykum salam, Black Power, brothers and sisters. This is Comrade Stephen Biko Muhammad, the national spokesman for the new Black Panther Party under the leadership of the capable national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar Bilal. I want to say unequivocally that they can jail a revolutionary, but they cannot jail the revolution. Let's understand these words. They can jail the revolutionary, but they can never jail the revolution. All over this country, our people are beginning to wake up, and they're waking up in droves. And when an awakening takes place, just as King Herod of old, once he knew that a Messiah was born, and that Messiah could unify and electrify the masses of the people and turn the people against an unjust system and make the people eradicate that system and bring into existence a new system that speaks to the interests of the people and a system that is in the best interest of the people, that king or that present ruler does everything in their power. They leave no stone unturned. They look high and they look low for this messianic figure to wipe that figure out, to interfere with the natural process of transition of power, transition of government, and transition of leadership, and transition of the legitimate aspirations of our people who yearn to be free. They're looking for a liberating transition. So when the opposition sees that that is emerging, they begin, the schemes and the machinations begin at that point to deprive that people of that kind of leadership. Where they're making their mistake at is that they're looking for a individual. But this leadership, this messianic movement, is a collective movement. It is a collective messianic movement moving forward with a saving power to liberate our people and bring them up out of the condition that they're in. It does not matter if you call yourself Black, Moorish, New African, Pan-Africanist, Socialist, Communist. It does not matter what you call yourself. Today we have to be of the mindset and we have to understand that repression breeds resistance. The more that they exercise oppression, the more that they exercise repression and subjugation, the more the people resist and the stronger their resistance becomes. But we cannot just resist without intelligence. We must resist with political education, a desire to establish a homeland for ourselves here or abroad. We must be land-oriented because, as Malcolm said, there is no independence without land. We have to establish our own territories and our own sovereignty. This can only be done if we exercise political empowerment and economic stability. So we have to be a programmatic organization. We have to be geared towards programmatic solutions to eradicate the problem of poverty, ignorance, and oppression inside of our communities. Right here in North Carolina, repression is at an all-time high. Oppression is at an all-time high. We are faced with draconian conditions right here inside of this facility. They're ill-equipped to handle us medically. They are imposing rules and regulations on us that speak to inhumane treatment of prisoners. You have prisoners that are sick and are not getting medical attention. You have prisoners here that are federal but are mixed in with state prisoners. You have prisoners here who are working towards establishing case law, but they don't have a law library in place here to help individuals prepare for their case. So there are numerous violations taking place here. Then terror attacks are being used, intimidation attacks are being used, and they're even trying to exploit The weaknesses that individuals display, individuals coming here with drug habits and things of that nature, and the authorities here are exploiting those weaknesses and using those kind of things as give and take. You give us this, we'll give you that, right? And they're trying to sow the seeds of division within the units by putting agents inside of the unit. Since I've been here, we've had three or four snitches in here. We've had three or four agents in here working, trying to go into this case, working for the administration to try to trap us up into getting involved in things that run contrary to what our main objective is, which is getting the hell out of here. But I want to say this. Do not forget that as long as you call yourself a revolutionary, where I am right now may be your destination. They look for us to arrest us on trumped up charges. They look for us to murder us, to assassinate us. All these kind of things are taking place in an effort towards eradicating and destabilizing the momentum of this movement. Never before in the history of the new Black Panther Party have we been in a moment that is pregnant, is as pregnant as this moment. When a moment is pregnant, we have to be very careful, because we are carrying inside of us a history-making moment. We are making history like it has never been made before. Young people now are inquiring about the new Black Panther Party. Young people now are inquiring about the Black Liberation Movement. Young people now are inquiring about social, political, revolutionary, ideological constructs that are geared towards community-based interaction. They are inquiring today. But their inquiry didn't just come off the internet. Their inquiry came because the new Black Panther Party now is inside of the communities. They are doing community-based work. When the police beat a young man up in Washington, D.C. today, it was the new Black Panther Party under the leadership of Chairwoman Jhené Cook and under Brother Malcolm that arrived on the scene and engaged the police, engaged the mayor's office, engaged the ANC, the city council, to come up with resolutions that would actually curb the police brutality and put a stop to it in time, that would actually curb the tendency towards violence. They're trying to lock these young brothers up, but Sister Jhené asked them today, don't lock them up. Let's find programs. Allow us to put programs inside of our community that will actually help to curb the black-on-black violence. Let us put programs in our community that will get these kids off the street and give them something of substance to do, something productive to do. These programs were never seen in Washington, D.C., under this current administration. Marion Barry brought certain programs to Washington, D.C. Then those programs were dropped. It was the new Black Panther Party, when it was on Kennedy Street, Northwest, that began to get back in the black community and began to uplift the community. So now new Black Panther Party is setting in Southeast Washington, D.C., on Stanton Road, right in the heart of the ghetto, and they're right back in the streets again. They're lobbying in the streets every day. They're patrolling the streets every day. This should be the occurrence in every urban city in America. You should have Panthers on the ground, engaging the people, going door to door, talking to mothers about what she needs in the home, talking to fathers about what he needs in terms of being a better man. These kind of things should be taking place inside of our community on a consistent basis, not just in Washington, D.C., but all over the country. You have problems of criminal behavior running rampant inside of these urban areas. The police are ill-equipped to deal with our people. They're ill-equipped to deal with their own rogue and deviant behavior. So now we have to ask ourselves, where are these programs are going to come from? We're not looking for reforms. We're looking for the abolishment of systems of injustice that work against and in contravention to the liberation of our people. So you have a voice in Black America right now. The Sheikh Imam Abba Bilal is going from city to city, state to state, all over, crisscrossing the country, as he was doing when he was crisscrossing the country. Now, as the master chairman, he's still crisscrossing the country, and he is speaking in the interest of our people all over the country. He's speaking to the injustice. It doesn't matter if it's Stephen Biko or if it's Ozone or if it's Imam Jalil Muta King, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Matuya Shakur, Ed Poindexter, Abdul Shakur. It doesn't matter who the captive is, who the soldier that has been captured in the line of duty or in the field of battle. It doesn't matter who they are. They are coming to free a man. The new Black Panther Party are going from state to state, penitentiary to prisons, to detention center, to courthouses, addressing the needs of the prison class, addressing the needs of the political prisoners, addressing the needs of the social prisoners. And they are saying they're coming to free a man, free a woman, and free the Black man, free the Black woman, free the Black nation. But this can only be done at a collective effort. The imam should not be traveling by himself. The chairman shouldn't be going this place, going that place, going the other place, lobbying for us by himself. If he's speaking in the interest of our people, then all of our people should be backing him, and all of our people should be standing in droves behind the voice of a man that is speaking for the, speaking in the best interest of our people. If this is not being done, then my question now is, where is the evolution in the revolutionary? Inside of the word revolution, there is the word evolution. That means that you should be constantly evolving. You shouldn't be backtracking. You shouldn't be standing still. But something inside of you should be moving you to evolve to higher levels of revolutionary struggle. Comrade Huey P. Newton said that theory without practice is just rhetoric. See, he ain't just talking. The imam ain't just talking. Sister Janae ain't just talking. Sister Sparkle is not just talking. Brother Ezrael is not just talking. Brother Quran in New York, not just talking. Brother Abdullah in the penitentiary, not just talking. These individuals are not just talking, but they are putting practice with that third. So fourth time, justice equals work. We got a lot of ground to cover. In order for us to cover that ground, Black men and women, oppressed brother and sister, we have to understand that in order for that ground to be covered, one foot has to move in front of the other. You can't get anything done standing still. Standing still, you are nothing but a doormat to be stepped on, walked over by somebody else. They can't pin a man or pin a woman that's on the move. It's when you stand still that they're able to wipe you out. We must be a movement-oriented people, and we must stay on the move. With that, I say, Black power, power to the people who don't fear freedom. But whenever we say power to the people, we have to be in a position to empower the people. Black power.
Black power. Let me thank Stephen Biko for the words of wisdom from our national spokesman. And we thank you again for joining us tonight here on Black Power Radio and keeping it moving in the spirit of whose land. And we're going from dust to divine, and we're going from divine to the industry and looking at how Black people were here on the land. When the white man came aboard, we were already here. And he has claimed the squatter's rights. He's taken power as he do, or as he would do in a corporate business. So America has been a business venture. We have built all of the things that you see in America. The first one was built at Colonial Williams. And all of those different trades. There was a time when Black America had full employment because all you had to qualify to get a job was to be Black, was your total qualification to put in some work. And up until this moment, they have expected free science, free health and medicine for Black people, and all the way down to the melanation and the science of the Honorable Dr. Benjamin Banneker, George Washington, Tom Jefferson, Ben Franklin. We'll talk about some Benjamins. Well, they couldn't hold the jockstrap for the Honorable Dr. and Scientist Benjamin Banneker. They couldn't tie the shoelaces of this man,
Stephen Muhammad,
who was brilliant times.
And then they asked Pitt County Jail with telephone service provided by PayTel Communications.
Para español,
the brilliance of all of the Cubs are coming home, as the chickens, Malcolm said, are coming home to roost. And it just simply means that retribution is in effect for all that you have mistreated, all of the corruption and tyranny, all of the oppression that you have seeked to put in place as a frustration for black people as the black man rise. Now it's the white man's demise. We stand with the revolutionaries of the past, the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, and all of those who say together, up ye a mighty nation, you can accomplish whatever you will. This is the teaching and the preaching that raised us up on the pivotal point of the Honorable and Noble Prophet Nat Turner, who has received revelation from the Almighty God to rise up and to kill his enemy. I know many of you don't like to hear that, but they have no problem killing us to do to us, because they have been made a retribute. They have been made retribution. They have been made in the midst of iniquity, and they have been mocked in iniquity. Their corruption is not only here in Washington, D.C., but all over the 194,940,000 square miles, you find the footprints and the tyranny of the white man. And he said, never let it be said that the sun will actually set on the British Empire. Oh, my, my. He's having nightmares today when he's that Black Panther on the turf. Oh, that's the only thing. The white man a nightmare.
Hello?
Is that there's a loaded up military that's shaking and quaking. We can hear you loud and clear. We have been able to bring back our national culture. If he has more words, then his mic is always open here at Black Power Radio. Salam alaikum and Black Power. You had more words, Brother Stephen, Black Power.
Black Power, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me?
You're absolutely loud and clear, Black Power. You're live here on Black Power Radio and Black Power.
Yes. What I want to say in addition to what I said previously is that we need to... Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You are very loud. You're loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. What we need to do is hold in line and continue to build structures. When I say build structures, I mean build organizational structures that have done concrete, and we have to do concrete critical analysis first to determine what the needs of our people are and build structural programs around those needs. Otherwise, we will find ourselves trying to reinvent the wheel, trying to recycle what's already dead and hasn't worked. Those programs, those ideological constructs that we know do not work, let's not try to recycle them. Let's not try to revamp them. Let us get creative in our thought process, engage the people, find out what their needs are. The only way that we're going to find out what is needed in the black community is that we get inside of the community, talk to the people in the community, talk to those who are hurting, talk to those people that are in need, talk to those mothers, talk to those fathers, talk to those children, engage them. Engage them on a real level. We can't go in there trying to impose our will and impose our program on the people, because the programs and our will is not going to work on the people if the people are not involved in that transitional process themselves. We can't bring reform to a community that is not welcoming of the reform. So we have to engage them and find out where they need our help. And that can't be done just marching through the community, brandishing guns, marching through the community, screaming through a megaphone. We got to knock on doors, goddammit. We got to knock on doors. And we have to establish meeting sites. We got to establish town hall meetings. Let's call the community out and let's sit down in a town hall meeting so we can discuss what the issues are that we are faced with inside of our communities and collectively as a community come up with the solutions that's going to eradicate those conditions. It can't be done if we're just walking in there trying to dictate policy. We can't do it that way. We have to get the community involved in their own revitalization, in their own empowerment. If we say that we are an African people, then we understand through the African concept, through the African folkways in the tradition, that it takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to raise a village. So in understanding this policy, we have to do what is called community-based dialectics and scientifically examine what's going on inside of our communities. We know that we have a drug problem inside the community. We can't address the drug problem if we don't understand where the source of the drug problem comes from. We have to address the source in order to eradicate the problem. We know that we have a problem with violent interactions in our communities. So we understand that we have an issue with intervention. We have an issue with people being able to socialize with each other without resorting to violence at a resolution. But we need interveners inside of our communities, conflict resolution interveners inside of our community. But these can't be punks who are in our community. They can't be soft. You have to be principled individuals that are willing to go in and confront whatever the issues are inside of these disputes. You can't play sides. You have to go in there with an impartial view and be able to talk to both sides and come to an amicable resolution, one that both sides can accept. And it curbs the violence. We got to get our people back to the table. Get these young people back to the table. Get these young people back talking with one another. Get them back talking with the elders. The elders have abdicated themselves from the community. Why? Because a level of fear has been hovering over the black community for decades. Now, mama and daddy are afraid of their children. The elders in the community won't address the youth because they are afraid of the youth. It's not that they have to be afraid of the youth. They have to develop a means by which to communicate effectively with these young people. So you can't communicate with them if you don't understand their language. You don't understand their language if you have not investigated what their cultural paradigms are. Instead of trying to step on their culture, understand what geopolitical and geographical conditions were present that produced that kind of culture. And then you look at the culture from the root of it, and understand that their culture today may be different from ours. However, deep-seated within that cultural paradigm that they are displaying today, there is a root cause for it. And oftentimes we find that the root cause of it is that we have removed ourselves from the tradition of educating our own children. And we have allowed the streets to educate them. We've allowed a decadent school system to educate them. And they have been educated by environmental abnormalities. By environmental abnormalities, I mean this. We've allowed environments, no matter how off course they are, no matter how wicked they may be, no matter how in line they may be, we have allowed environments to serve as the surrogate parent for our children. Leave the home and Facebook is the primary parent of our children for hours. When the parent don't want to interact with their child, don't want to be bothered, they give the child a tablet. Let the child go for what they know. Or they give the child video games that are oftentimes adult rated, and we got children watching playing Tour of Duty, Grand Theft Auto. And we wonder why our children are acting in a deviant manner and in a behavior pattern that goes against what it is that we have instilled in them, because we're not reinforcing the values that we are supposed to be instilling in them. If Big Mama come home, or she come over the house and she said play with the grandbabies, and she's teaching the grandbabies the old ways, we should be present during that educational process so that when Big Mama leaves, we're able to reinforce those values. To reinforce those values inside of the minds of our young people. What's happening now is that alien forces, I don't mean aliens as in spaceships, aliens as in things that are cultural abnormalities that step outside of what our cultural paradigms are, what they were, and what they are historically, we are allowing those things to interject themselves or to inject themselves inside of our homes. And when we're not there, those are the things that are educating our babies. We got a music industry. We got an entertainment industry that has gone crazy. And these things serve as the primary influence in the way our children think. So we have to get with these entertainers, get with these sports figures, get with these teachers, and revolutionize their thought process, radicalize their thought process, give them some culture, give them some history, and engage them to the point where we put enough pressure on them and take away from their capital until they send the right message to our young people. That's what has to happen. We have to be serious about the transition of the thought process of our people. We can't say that we are moving away from a white supremacist mental matrix design, but we are replacing it with a Negro mental matrix design. We have to replace it with an African mindset, a Pan-Africanist mindset, a nationalist mindset, a mindset that is geared towards Habibi Founde, African sovereignty, or the sovereignty of a people who have been dispossessed by a possessor that refuses to relinquish control. We remain free. In order for you to get your liberation, you have to be willing to die for it. If we say freedom or death, what does that mean? That means that I'd rather die than to be made a slave. I'd rather die than see my people brought back into a condition of slavery. Right now, we are displaying wholesale plantation psychosis, a slave mentality that we are doing to us wholesale what they have conditioned us to do through their plantation mentality, through Stockholm Syndrome. They don't have to oppress us outright anymore because they've conditioned us to do it to ourselves. So get with that 10-point program. Get with those 9-level objectives. Get with those points of attention. And let us open up liberation schools, liberation academies. When these children come out of that death sentence that we call the public school system, which is no more than scientific colonialism, when they come home from that, those of us who have not removed them from that system and not homeschooled them, when they come home from that, the chapters in each city should have a liberation school where these kids will come home. And a representative from the chapter would go to these bus stops with the parents' permission and escort these children to the black liberation schools that are inside these chapters. And we sat down there and we teach them their history. We teach them their culture. We teach them their folk ways. We teach them etiquette. We teach them political science. We teach them military science. We teach them math on a whole nother level. We teach them science on a whole nother level, chemistry on a whole nother level. We were at that point producing a youth base that can aid and assist us in government, self-government, as a people. I'm not going to go too far into that, but I want to say that and leave it right there. But I want to say black power to each and every one of you, and thank you all for listening to me tonight. And I hope that this is not the last of our dialogues. I'm going to make arrangements with the host that I'll be able to come back at some other time. But until then, I say power to the people who don't fear freedom.
That's like black power. And certainly, we appreciate hearing the words from our national spokesman, and we appreciate the fact that, you know, the divine power has blessed us with a communication, with a vehicle to reach our people in the midst of all the iniquity that's going down across the country. We still have Black Power Radio. And this,
yes,
is
sir.
Right. This is what the thing, the freedom of the press thing that we talk about.
That's right.
Freedom of our own spirituality and the freedom from all forms of enslavement. This is what freedom of the press and the radio will do for the people who are cognizant of their circumstances and they're willing to do something about their condition and stand up and check the opposition. Again, in the midst of their iniquities and corruption, when you see this COVID, the resurgence and reappearance of COVID,
yes,
in society. And Brother Stephen Biko and I went in and got that science going and found that, hey,
there are 60 seconds remaining.
COVID-19, and COVID-18 is
yes, sir.
Has been done to black people before COVID-19. And that
the calling party has disconnected.
That perpetrator,
if you stay on the line.
All of this, that perpetrator that was seeking enslavement 100%, that same one
that brought the tyranny in COVID-18, which is the 18, the 666, the symbolical numerology, the mathematics for the day on the 666, oh my, is the COVID-18. And when you study everything from the diaspora and everything from the Atlantic, what they call the Atlantic slave trade, and all those that maybe left the continent of Africa but were thrown overboard. They say there are thousands, and some say there are millions of black bodies that line the bottom of the ocean, all from Africa all the way to the Caribbean, from the Caribbean to Florida, and from Florida on up to a crackerville named Jamestown, one called Williamsburg. Oh, but we know who it is. We know they have to keep returning to those shores because there's so much unfinished business right at Jamestown, Williamsburg, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. It keeps coming back to North Carolina, South Carolina. And the Honorable Senator Clemente Pinckley, oh, my. It was his brain that has put the camera on the front of a squad car, uniform squad car. Is that what you got there? Is a squad. He's leading a squad of black, of white nationalists through the black community. He is not a safeguard and protect. He is not official police, but some call him the holy, because any type of thing that the label that holds would do, this is what these squad leaders, these squad cars would do. But the camera gives you a glimpse of what is taking place. The camera on the uniform of an officer, a so-called officer, the holy camera on that body cam on his uniform is the brain cell of the Honorable Clemente Pinckley. He is a senator, a pastor of his own church, and they executed him in a fake move to say Darlene Roof, a young white boy, goes and shoot up the church, executes the pastor for sure, and execute 9 parishioners. But these are 9 college graduates, some of the brightest and the best in the whole state of North Carolina, and they executed all of them. That's no coincidence. That was a planned execution and was carried out by white supremacists in North Carolina. And what they do, put all the blame on a 150-pound white boy who couldn't even begin to dream up that caper that's on that level. So we just have to understand what we're working with, who we're working with. And we know that it is, again, the 666, the one that we said when the reptilian would team up with the snake, and the snake will lead the righteous into the lizard's hole. This is what we bear witness to today as we go down and reach for our beloved brother who's always on point. We're going to reach out to Harold and see what he's talking about. How's New Orleans? You in New Orleans today, Harold? Black Power?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black Power. All power to
Black
the people.
Power.
Yes,
Black
sir.
This is our Minister of Information.
Yeah, what's the topic? I just tuned in.
Okay, let me wrap that topic for you, brother. Tonight, the topic is whose land, from dust to industry to divine black revolution, whose land with the black man, woman, and child. And we show the black man, woman, and child, and the land that we've been on this land 1,000 years. According to the teachings of Honorable Dr. Ivan Van Sertima, said we were here 1,000 years before Columbus. Come on. About social, political.
Yeah, we were.
Slavery.
Yes, we were.
Spiritualism, culture,
yes, we were.
And a black military. White man came to destroy us and to take squatters' rights on the land. He runs a corporation. We have a black nation. Black Power to Brother Harold coming straight out of New Orleans. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Black Power, I will say this. All that's saying is true, yes. But I'm saying now we should be trying to take over the areas where we live at now. That's something what Malcolm X was saying, you know, black nationalism controlling the politics and the politicians within your community. That's what we should be doing, you know. But we need to put our money where our mouth is, right where you live at. You have a new form of racism. You may have these Arabs coming in your stores and stuff like that, and they not don't need nothing. That's why I say when we get everything together within our programs and stuff like this, we got to tell them, look, man, y'all taking money from
you know, in the community and stuff like that, at least you got to put some money back into our programs, man. You know, you gotta help do something, or write a check out to our to the free medical program. You know, write a check out. You know, or help us get some of this stuff where we can help our people out. I mean, you're selling them bad food.
There's something that was said
that you're not gonna eat.
Yes, sir, but the Honorable Marion Barry, I don't know if you remember him, was the mayor of Washington, D.C., and I used to be his security. And I'm telling you now, this brother said that the white man is not going to, and he's talking about the Arabs and the Chinamen and the Hispanics. He said they're not going to put their paint on the wall. He said they're not going to paint the wall. And they're not going to give you anything decent to eat. He said the only thing they're going to do is set you up. And then they're going to try to kill you. That's what he told me.
Mm-hmm.
Black power?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, black power. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's when we need to start right within your community. Not trying to go nowhere else. Start right there. You know? Mm-hmm. You know? Yep. You know, the black man and black woman been here for billions of years. We ain't going nowhere. You know,
I don't know if you're paying attention to it now, but I know there's a lot of starting to see within the city of New Orleans. I can't speak on D.C., but I'm starting to see. You call yourself trying to get rid of us, but then you got those that's coming in this country.
Yeah, to see there's a welcome arms. The white man, Zionist Jew, he finances the disruption in the black community by renting at very, very low, reasonable rates and deals go to the Koreans, to the Arabs, to the Indian from India, for any nationality. All the Hispanics can get in where they fit in, but he was a hard bargain on the black man to rent, to buy, to sell, to trade with the Jew has always been a difficulty in the black community. It's the unspoken relationship between blacks and Jews. So straight up, he's not looking for an honest John deal, just like he went into Africa for chocolate and rubber and uranium, just like he went into Africa for the best gold, the best ore out of South Africa, the brightest diamond, and all of the mineral and all of the natural resources. And he'll even take a gamble and go after human resource at this hour, just like he went after the cotton, as you see down in a little part of Georgia. Oh, my. They transformed the black man into a strange and peculiar form of enslavement. But today we are liberating from Alabama, Mississippi. We're liberating in Texas, liberating in the state of Virginia and Carolinas, lighting up with liberation. Black men rolling all up in Oklahoma, Illinois, and all through Missouri. Black men are waking up in Indiana. Well, I bear witness, we're on the ground in Minneapolis, taking them from everywhere but in the state of Ohio. Oh, there's a refuge in Ohio where Harriet Tubman went all from deep south and made it all the way to Ohio. And we'll cross that river for freedom. They couldn't gamble to be on the wrong side of the river so they could make it on into Canada. Oh, my. Somebody has to say boom, crack at this hour. But that's straight up. They went to, there was some insurance policy that would be some form of freedom. And this is what we say, we have been divinely prepared to deliver freedom and justice and equality to black people at this hour. We're from the same divine source that prepared the Honorable Nat Turner, that prepared Harriet Tubman, that prepared our Honorable Brother Marcus Messiah Garvey, that prepared the Honorable Elijah Muhammad himself. The same divine power that prepared the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is the same divine power that prepared the Honorable Haji Malik al-Shabazz, Omar Wali. Many call him Malcolm X. He's an awesome man. We got many, many dupes of Malcolm, dupes of Farrakhan, dupes of Malcolm, dupes of all of these great leaders from the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In my spirit, Honorable Frederick Douglass lives in me, brother.
straight up. Benjamin Banneker's spirit lives in me. That's why I do what I do. That's why I'm able-bodied and able-minded at this hour, because I went into my ancestors and pulled the best of their knowledge and used it against the opposition, used it against the crackers in the sour, used it against the white man, the open enemy of black people. You can't be afraid. There's nothing he can offer you today. Look at his insurrection. Look at the insurrection of Nat Turner. Oh, my, my. And look at the insurrection of the white man at this hour. There's no comparison. There's one black soldier that sometimes takes 1 to 10 crackers down. Oh, in the battle array, you better know it. The small number vanquished the big number. You got to get ready for the stratagems of war in this revolution. You got to have the best of wardrobe and know when you have the proper wardrobe and know when you have proper propaganda against the enemy, against this vicious beast at this hour who would seek to enslave you 100% according to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad himself. Brother Howell, Black Power.
Black Power. Yes, that's all I had to say.
Well, beloved, we appreciate you for joining us here on Black Power Radio tonight and for saying what you had to say and bringing us yet another episode of Black Power Radio and all that you do there in New Orleans and all that you do to aid and assist us here at Black Power Radio. We are certainly thankful for all that you have sacrificed to make this show happen tonight. So we're certainly eternally grateful and hope that you will continue to work as a black revolutionary and continue to work as a minister of information right here at the Black Panther Party. So we love you so much, Al, and hope you continue to rock and roll right there in New Orleans. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Thank you. As Brother Harold goes right on back to New Orleans, Lake Pontchartrain, all those places that are out there, all around the nation, just look at all this thing and study what is going on. That when the pandemic hit the New Orleans, oh my, it nearly wiped out the whole state of Louisiana. When the pandemic hit Sicily and Italy, it nearly wiped out the whole nation of Italy. Louisiana is kind of shaped down the same pattern that you find in Louisiana. You find that pattern in Italy. And it nearly wiped. Be careful of cross-contamination, beloved brother and sister. Be careful of the cross-contamination of your thoughts, of any foul bacteria, any cross-contamination of any bacteria that has never been put in the same environment. Be careful of all environmental influences that could cause your demise before the mixture of those elements in the right environment, could cause them to colonize and multiply. And this colonization and this multiplication can accelerate you to sickness or death. So know what you're working with. You must manage against the opposition. No new variants. No new thing. This is old. The white man has done this thousands of times before when he put the measles and the smallpox and the syphilis. And every experiment he has tried on the black man has triumphed. He's come back stronger and stronger every time you beat him down to the ground. They say that truth is pressed to the ground. Huh? The resurface, it shall rise again. And that truth comes back in the nature of the black man. And he rises up, uses his melanation to put him right black on top. So we are certainly thankful that you all were able to join with us tonight. We're on the highway. We wish we could talk to all of you, but there's so much that we have to do on our schedule, and we're out here managing some family situations at this hour. And so we are just thankful that we were able to give you an episode of Black Power Radio, even though it may be short and sweet, and all of you that have held on and all of you that are holding on, we just thank you for tuning into Black Power Radio as you bring from the West Coast, bringing that west side right up the middle. I mean, this is Philly right out there in Oakland, California. I want to welcome Fred is Fred. Fred is Fred is live right here on Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power? Talking into the mic. Brother Fred is Fred should be in Oaktown Oaktown, California, at 707-805. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Hope I got it. I don't know. May had a lot of technical difficulty on the day, but right now he should be live. We pick up Fred. It's Fred. Fred is Fred out at 707.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Black Power. I know you loud and clear. You had yourself on mute. Black Power. Yeah, come on
feel it. Feel yeah it. I'm doing something.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. I want to thank the program was good tonight, like it always do. And I liked the show last night, too, Aspa. And then, like I said, I'm going to tell you, we're going to get justice for everybody. Not everybody, but us. We're going to get justice. Because, like I said, we're getting tired of the crap. And like I said, this vaccine, everybody's trying to take, no, no, no. That's bad. That's the white man putting that drug system in the arms and all that. But see, the deal is, we're not going to do that. We're not going to let nobody put nothing on our arm. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, that's a killer right there. And they want us off the land anyway. But this is our land. This is our land to keep. And we're going to keep our land. But see, the deal is, people got to understand what we're about. We're all about justice. We're not about this and that, this and that. We supposed to get everybody to understand what we stand for. We stand for justice and justice only. And like I said, people think it is a joke. It ain't no joke. If you mess with my man Aspa, you got to deal with me and the rest of the troops. Because like I said, my man always takes care of me. And I'm going to always stand up for him. But I'm going to tell y'all, I'm out here in California doing my thing every day and every night and every morning. Because like I said, I want everybody to understand, we are the new Black Panther. We're not this and that. We are the new standing up Black Power and the new troops out here in California. And that's me. I'm out here doing my job every day, putting into Aspa every day. When I see something happen, I'll put to him. But listen, we got to come and bring the troops out here to California, and let's go around the neighborhood and tell them we're here to get justice. We're not about everybody. We're about us. So, Aspa, I appreciate you and everything. I got something for you in the next couple of weeks. And like I said, everybody got to know we got to be out here pretty soon out here with me. Then I'll go back to Aspa to D.C. and help him out there too, because I'm getting tired of California and I need to come out there, get a nice place, and do the damn thing. So like I said, back to Aspa and Black Power Radio.
Black Power, Fred is Fred, Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
Strong Black Power. And a strong Black military that Black to call as Fred is Fred. And we're rumbling right here in the middle of the rumble. Well, we got Black Lightning in Texas right in here. I'm going to give them that grand opportunity. I got to make it great. I'm on the road. But as I promised Lightning to get in. And we're just getting in now. Black Power, where we can fit in. And let me pick up Texas real quick. Go ahead, Texas, you out there at 8:32 at 4:83. You're live on Black Power Radio. Tonight's broadcast is on Whose Land? From Dust to Industry, from Divine to Black Revolution. 832, 483, you're live. Black Power? You're right there with us, Texas. Talk Black to us. 832, you're live. Yeah, you know. We got plenty of energy over at Black Lightning Spot. I bet you that. You rocking with me? I don't know. 832, 483, you're live. I know that we can rock that. We can spot that. We can drop that. We can drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. So we know we're going to drop it right here at Black Power Radio. So we're going to switch it off, go hit Black Lightning, and he's going to bring it home for us tonight. Go ahead and bring it home for us, Black Lightning. You right there in Washington, D.C. You can talk
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Salute to all my brothers and sisters out there in the struggle. Keep up the fight. Don't give up the fight, like Bob Marley say. Boom, shakalaka, crack. But we are the Cubs of the
boom,
honorable.
Shakalaka,
boom, shakalaka, crack. And you know we the we are the Cubs of the Honorable, check this, Sheikh Imam Akbar, and the descendants of Khalid Muhammad. So we going to give them hell from the cradle to the grave. And I just want to say, all our people out there in the struggle, on the line, big salute, big shout out. And the brothers who are taking care of their sisters, mothers, and wives, big shout out. To all the sisters out there pushing their brothers in the right direction, big shout out. And don't forget, we got to keep the locomotive running. We got to keep steam in the green, big greens in the black machine. So we got to hit them up on the Cash App, which is 77 and all capital letters on Bakers, Bakers, capital letter, 77 Bakers, to keep this train rolling. And speaking from the heart, shout out to all my comrades who I've been boots on the ground with at one time or another. And say we're always going to be together, no matter what. So, you know, family have the ups and family have the downs, but we are family, Black Power family at that. So, like I say, we the Sheikh Cubs right now, and he the in it to win it like a Khalid Muhammad lieutenant. I'm in it to win it like Sheikh Imam Akbar lieutenant, Black Power. Don't forget that Cash App, y'all. The Black Power Radio ain't going to sustain without the support of the listening audience and all the Panther at large and in the diaspora. So that's 77 Bakers for those who need it again. And don't forget our comrades that are facing troubles right now. We send all our prayers. Always be with you all. And we all love you all. Black Power.
We love you, Black Power. And we're dropping for our field marshal. We know we're on the schedule, but we're going to drop it like a hot field marshal in New York. Take us away. Take us out of here, field marshal. Black Power. Brother Karan right there in New York City. Black Power. Drop it like it's hot. Yes. Okay. Brother Karan of New York, you had a 646 area code at 646-789. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
Gotta come live. Gotta come close to that mic. Drop it like a hot. Straight into the mic, Black Power.
Black Power. I'm outside amongst, you know, the streets, shit going on, you know, garbage stuff and everything. So I'm a little distorted. I just want to go have some quiet time with the Black Power family. We'll sit in the ride, you know, talk my shit. Excuse my French. I want to say assalamu alaikum to everybody on the staff.
Alaikum assalam.
And I want to say Black Power to the whole family, Black family. And I want to say thank you for having me, Brother King Akbar.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, you're welcome.
Thank you, King. Thank you. I just wanted to say we got to keep pushing the program. We got to stay black, even if it ain't by popular demand. And that's what we're facing, popularity contest. We can't get caught up in this mess that everybody want to get caught up with. We got to stay focused on the mission, and the mission is freedom. If we ain't talking about freedom or trying to get free or get our money or protect ourselves and our neighborhoods, we just talking blank power, what's been going on from before. And I want to say free to Brother John Pierre, free to Brother Steve Biko, and all the other political prisoners that we got holding it down with their life, man, and their tears and their blood and their sweat that they're going to give for the struggle. And we got to definitely send them a salute, send them a little change when you get it. We just want to recruit and do a mass recruitment right now. So phone number you can call 646-789 586. You can leave a message. You can also email at the NBPP, National Field Marshal Office. National Field Marshal Department, DEPT, at Gmail. Again, it's NBPP, National Field Marshal Department, DEPT, at gmail.com. So we just got to stay focused, get ourselves some money, protect our neighborhoods, protect our families, and preach to these children because they all listening, so they can teach the kids when they get old.
Black power to our national field marshal. Brother Karan is in New York City and dropping it like it's hot, keeping it moving here. And all your apps come in, be sure to check in the field marshal's office. Any type of movement for the new Black Panther Party, make sure you check in with the national field marshal, Brother Karan. And I'm just saying, he's the most qualified, the most geographically based brother. When I snap my finger, bam, we're there in New York City. Bam, I snap my finger, bam, we in Chicago. Where we got there and need to be. If we snap our finger, bam, we in Atlanta. But he leads them troops into where they got to go and takes care of business when we get on the ground. So we're just keeping it black and strong and keeping it for the black and the brown with the black boots on the goddamn ground. But whatever we could say and whatever you do, you stand it all. And I think our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said it best. Black power.
Save us everything. control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
so many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Baby, don't back, and I don't think they'll miss. messed up, or the one that got away? When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watch out for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, Comatell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just bitch complain. Solid didn't fight, just a shit to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, planes, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, planes, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA agent. Everything they could to brotherhoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you, no conform to authority. Cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Don't go. far.